You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Just getting prepared.
You all right? Good?
I'm just going to ask you like
So today on Who Arted, we have Murray Kamik, whose photographic work from the 70s Queen Street nightlife in New Zealand is currently on show at the Black Asterisk Gallery on Ponsonby Road.
Hi, Murray. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Good. Beautiful day. Smelled outside on the way to the studio. It needs to get warmer.
It needs to get warmer.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's not going to get warmer for a while. Spring always fools you into thinking it's going to warm up and it doesn't. Right, so moving along. In 1974, while you were still a student at the Elam School of Fine Arts, you began photographing people in their V8 cars as they congregated late at night in Auckland's Queen Street, spending many a weeknights from 74 to 81 taking photographs of the scene. Back when cameras were more of a novelty for the everyday person, people were more willing to pose and preen for the camera. I've had a look at the show. I haven't looked at this particular one. I had a look when you were exhibiting some work with Hayley earlier on in the year. They're fascinating works. I find it fascinating because the clothes people are wearing and the swag they have and the relationships between the subjects. It's so candid and honest and interesting. What do you get when you look at these images now? I imagine you get many memories, but is there any in particular that stand out?
Yeah, I see them slightly different because I was a very serious young photographer and the camera was out, around my neck for about 20 years, just constantly. But I do actually sort of, even though there's some tragic stories there, I do sort of, it may sound a bit banal, but I see a lot of people enjoying themselves, you know, just living life. And like me, they needed something to do on a Saturday night, so I just did that for years, you know.
Yeah, they do. There are stories definitely connected because when you look at the people's faces, it's like, wow, where have they come from? And I kind of imagine like whereabouts they've been living and what their family was like. And have you got, do you want to...
Yeah, well, there were sort of a West Auckland crowd and then there'd be people who would bring in really nice cars, you know, ones that were truly flash. Sometimes I'd drive in from Tauranga for the weekend or they'd just be really beautiful cars. But a lot of the stuff that is in the photos are actually cars that aren't flash. They're cars where they were working on during the day and then decided to bolt the seat in, about 6 or 7 o'clock when light was fading and drive into town. Like the cars would be unwarranted. They would still probably have grease on their hands from working on them. So it's just not flash V8 cars. There's obviously the transgender or drag queens of Auckland and there's a variety of people who are around.
For years, you thought you'd lost part of the collection, which totals an estimated 3,200, I read. A chance meeting in 2014 saw you recovering the missing images, which allowed you to start thinking about exhibiting the work. How did you go about Did you digitise? Because I know it's pretty hard when you've got a massive archive of...
Well, about 2000 or so, or just after I finished editing Rip It Up, I started digitising stuff to try and work out what was missing partly, but just to see them too for the first time in your life, blowing up on a screen.
Yeah.
So I digitised quite a lot and it became obvious sort of my greatest hits were missing, you know. there was still, you know, a few thousand there, but ones that had been... look considered for a photo agency or considered for a book were missing. And I just thought the most reliable person wouldn't have them. And eventually when I came across them in 2014, they said, I think they're in the storage unit, see, so.
Oh, wow. So you'd actually kind of selected the best and then promptly lost them.
yeah, that was, there were 70 strips of six missing, see? So
wow.
70 times six. I only thought there was a smaller number missing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just key images, so it was very hard to do an exhibition, particularly when I wanted to photograph on real photo paper. Like, I only really scanned for the purpose of organizing. Like, a digital scan to me just isn't the same as printing on a real photographic paper. Using an expert, I use a woman, Jenny Tomlin, you know, because I'm a bit, you know, I've drunk too much coffee to do it myself.
does she print in a, yeah, I saw it, there was sort of, she prints in a traditional black dark room? And
yeah, it's just the conventional printing on, you know, Ilford paper, but the papers have changed since I did it. I mean, they're still probably environmentally unfriendly silver gelatin printing.
Yeah.
I'm sure she disposed of the chemicals in a responsible way. But like, they only have one grade of paper now, you know. When I print,
really?
Yeah, when I printed, you know, if you needed more contrast, you bumped it up to grade three. Well, it's all one paper now, and I don't have the skills to work with that way of
that. Is so lame. Have they changed the, like, darkroom projection, what have they changed?
I'm not sure. I don't know how she does it, but she makes them look great. But the other weird thing is that I tend to be a bit overexposed, so my negatives are a bit dense, and digital scanners will not get through the denseness, whereas the old-fashioned light bulb just goes straight through them, and they're not unusable negatives. They're actually the ones she chooses to use. So it's a funny era. It's a funny transition between the eras. Yeah.
Have you had a go at, like, developing or gone in the dark room with her and developed any with her just for the joy of reconnecting to the process at all?
No. Yeah. Really not, no. And the thing is sometimes she says, this has got, you know, more detail in the shadows and da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And I have trouble telling the difference.
Oh, right, but, yeah, know. No, that's what happens when you're in the dark room for ages. You're like, oh, yes, I can see the grain a little bit more.
Yeah, well, back in the day, I would tear a corner off if I thought it was better.
Yeah.
You know, the spare white paper on the edge.
Yeah.
I'd tear the corner off if I thought it was better than the best print. Then I would tear two corners off. I thought that was better than the one with one corner torn off. And in the morning, the reason why I had to do that is because in the morning I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I totally know that feeling. You get it with design and anything, I think, you get completely absorbed in. Just a quick question about developing photography. One more question. Have you ever tasted the actual developer or the fixative solution?
Oh, when you say that, I think I must have accidentally.
No, I have.
I sort of have a sort of feeling of it. The very first words, virtually, that my lecturer in photography, John Turner, said to me was when he was observing what we're doing, I managed to get something wet on the dry side, and he just said, "You're a grubby little bugger, aren't you?" And it's true.
Yeah, if you spend a long time in there with those chemicals, they can make you a bit curious. It's a shame that it's not used as much anymore in that traditional process. It's a really nice way to work.
Well, ironically, my other hobby, vinyl, is probably not that environmentally friendly either, though someone has explained to me why it is, but I just don't think it's probably true.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that show is on
till Sunday. We're having a sort of closing party Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that's good
to
know.
We're repeating the opening party.
That's a really nice idea.
Yeah, so it's you know, just open, I think, 11 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and probably 11 if we'll last to 5, I think, on Sunday too.
Awesome. Well, let's hope for lovely weather up on Ponsonby. And where to from here, with anywhere else after?
I'm working on a set of music photos, because obviously music took over my life a little bit as a Rip It Up editor. And ironically, I'm actually finding them quite hard to sort, you know, and choose and da-di-da. So that's what I'm working on.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank you
for coming up and telling us a little bit about the show and your work. And I'm going to go check it out on Sunday if I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, sounds great. So if you guys want to head along to the Black Asterix on 10 Ponsonby Road, you can see Murray's exhibition Flash Cars, which closes this Saturday.
Sunday.
Sorry, that's me. I sometimes like to trick the DJ by writing wrong information in.
Testing. You can also head along to blackasterix.co.nz for more info. Awesome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.